Wildfires in California this year have broken records for 6 of the top 10 largest fires in state history since modern record-keeping began, and fire season is far from over. More than 3 million acres have burned across the state, the most land ever scorched in one season. Daniel Berlant is a public information officer with CAL FIRE, the California Department of Forestry and Fire Prevention.
In 2020, we have well surpassed the record, burning over 3.1 million acres. Weather conditions, dry conditions, leading to explosive fires that have really just skyrocketed us past the 3 million mark, the first time in our recorded history. So 6 fires this year out of the top 20 have occurred here in 2020. Unfortunately, with several more months of fire season to go, this number could continue to increase.
The August complex is the largest fire in state history, burning nearly 500,000 acres, more than 471,000 in the Mendocino National Forest. The complex originated as 37 separate fires by thousands of lightning strikes. Many of those fires have since merged and are in parts of Glen, Mendocino, Lake, Tehama, and Trinity counties. It has destroyed 26 structures and is 24% contained. CAL FIRE is focusing its attention to the northeast, where 3 people are dead from the North Complex. That fire has consumed nearly 250,000 acres, 247,000, in Butte, Plumas, and Yuba counties, and it's destroyed or damaged about 2,000 structures, including homes and other buildings. It is 23% contained and the 10th largest fire in state history. Authorities say more than 22,000 structures are still threatened, including the city of Oroville. Improved weather is allowing more aggressive firefighting, but they say heavy smoke is hampering use of aircraft. Smoke has plummeted air quality throughout much of California, especially in the San Francisco Bay Area. Aaron Richardson is a spokesperson for the Bay Area Air Quality Management District.
The air mass is mixed and all of the smoke is mixing down into ground level, where it was sort of held above ground level yesterday. So all that smoke up there has been coming down, and it's particularly been impacting San Francisco in the North Bay and then the near East Bay, and that as the day's gone on, it's sort of the extent of the bad air has spread a little bit throughout the rest of the Bay Area. When you get into the red unhealthy category, that means it's really not a good idea for anybody to be outside doing too much for very long, and better to stay inside with windows and doors closed to minimize exposure and smoke, you know, kind of entering the house.
San Mateo County declared a health emergency due to poor air quality. The National Weather Service tells KPFA News smoke will likely linger in the coming days as wildfires in the northern part of the state and mild winds move the smoke south. In the Bay Area, the 3rd largest fire in California history, the SCU complex in the East and South Bay, is nearly 397,000 acres and is 96% contained. To the north, in the North Bay, the LNU fire is the 4th largest fire in state history. It's now 363,000 acres and 94% contained. It's destroyed more than 1,400 structures and injured 5 people. And the CZU fire in Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties is more than 86,000 acres and is 84% contained. It's destroyed 925 homes and hundreds of more structures. More than 2,000 people remain evacuated, and more than 7,600 structures are still threatened by the fire. California is not alone in an unprecedented fire season. Wildfires have impacted residents in Oregon and scorched more than 900,000 acres in a matter of days, nearly double the amount of land that usually burns in a typical year. At least 3 people have died and some 40,000 people have been evacuated. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says climate change is here.
We have never seen this amount of uncontained fire across our state. While our state reels from this horrific firestorm of dry weather, hot wind, and drought conditions, this will not be a one-time event. Unfortunately, it is the bellwether of the future. We are feeling the acute impacts of climate change. We are seeing its devastating impacts in Oregon, on the West Coast, and frankly, throughout the entire world.
Wildfires have burned more than 600,000 acres in Washington state, making this year the second largest wildfire season in Washington history so far this season. At least one person is dead, a one-year-old child. The two parents are in critical condition. According to the National Interagency Fire Center, more than 100 fires have scorched nearly 4.5 million acres in the U.S. this year, sending 26,000 firefighters to battle blazes nationwide. The vast majority of those fires are occurring in the Pacific West Coast. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.